With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. State Revenue Director Mike Kadis said the tax bill passed by the U.S. Senate early Saturday could cost the state about $122 million a year. Members of the Revenue and Transportation Interim Committee agreed today that the legislature should study the state's overall tax structure, but acknowledged that wouldn't happen before the 2019 session. The Legislative Finance Committee is looking at such a study, and the Revenue Committee wants to ensure its involvement since it would develop tax legislation. The budget analysis arm of the Montana legislature is working on a more accurate way to estimate state tax revenues after a special session was held last month to address a projected $227 million shortfall compared to the revenue projections lawmakers worked with this spring. U.S. wildlife officials say the white-tailed prairie dog does not need special protections under the Endangered Species Act because it's in no danger of extinction across the U.S. West. Today's announcement from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service culminates a lengthy review of the squirrel-sized rodent's legal status. Its range includes portions of Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah. Biologists say poisoning campaigns, plague, and habitat loss have significantly reduced the white-tailed prairie dog's abundance versus historical levels. But despite the threats, officials say the animal has proven resilient and adaptable, and therefore is in no danger of extinction within the foreseeable future. White-tailed prairie dogs get their name from a barking sound they use when intruders enter their colonies. They are one of five prairie dog species in North America.
I'm Matt Blois. A 16-year-old Hamilton High School student has died, and a 15-year-old boy is hospitalized after they apparently overdosed on prescription medication. Hamilton Police Chief Ryan Oster tells the Ravalli Republic that officers responded to a report Sunday morning that the 16-year-old wasn't breathing. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Oster says while it appears the boys overdosed on prescription medication, investigators were awaiting lab results to confirm that. Their names have not been released. Hamilton High School brought in additional counselors yesterday to support students. A conservation group attempting to piece together the largest private wildlife reserve in the United States says it will allow eight hunters a chance to kill bison on the grasslands of north-central Montana. American Prairie Reserve spokeswoman Becky Leonardo said today its bison herd has almost 900 animals. Also known as buffalo, they roam on portions of 623 square miles that the group controls along the Missouri River. The reserve, for the first time next year, will offer bison hunts to four people from surrounding communities, two hunts to be auctioned online, and two to be given to other organizations. Since 2001, American Prairie has raised more than $100 million with the goal of creating a nearly 5,500 square mile reserve, an area larger than Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks combined. A Belgrade girl has donated part of her Christmas money to help pay other students' school lunch debts. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reported today that 10-year-old Julie Foray donated $80 to Ridgeview Elementary School to pay off students' lunch debts. Julie was inspired after overhearing her neighbor, Shauna McLaughlin, say she wanted to donate money to help alleviate school's lunch debt. Julie says she decided to donate because she already has so many toys. Together, Julie and McLaughlin donated $120. Julie hopes that by helping with families' lunch debt, they will have extra money to spend on Christmas gifts for their kids.
I'm Maxine Spire. A Montana deer has tested positive for chronic wasting disease today, far away from where previous cases in the state have been found. The deadly disease was found in a deer shot on November 12th in Hunting District 401 in Liberty County near the Canadian border. The test results mark the fifth case of CWD discovered in Montana wild deer this fall. The other four deer were all from south of Billings near the Wyoming border. Until this year, CWD had not been found in Montana, though the disease exists in wild deer herds in Wyoming, North and South Dakota, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. CWD is a fatal disease that infects deer, elk, and moose. Plans for a special hunt to determine the prevalence of the disease are already underway for the region in southern Montana. It is unclear whether a similar hunt will be organized for this second northern region. FWP has been working on a CWD response plan with a citizens advisory panel for over a year. Public comment for that response plan is open until 5 p.m. this Friday, December 8th. Washington state regulators have approved a settlement that lays out how Puget Sound Energy will fund closing and cleanup costs at the Colstrip power plant in Montana. The settlement approved today by the Utilities and Transportation Commission calls for a 1% hike in PSE's electric rates and a nearly 4% cut in natural gas rates. The settlement does not set closure dates for Colstrip's two newer units. Colstrip's two older units are already set to close by 2022.
I'm Bo Baker. Biologists with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks have traced the origin of two illegally introduced walleye discovered in Swan Lake. FWP announced today that researchers traced the fish back to Lake Helena by looking at their otoliths, or inner ear bones. Dylan Tabish is with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks.
Otoliths are calcium carbonate structure that's found in the inner ear bones of fish. Think of them like fingerprints, and they can help researchers trace where fish are born and what waters they've been swimming in.
FWP caught the walleye in Swan Lake during a gillnet operation in October 2015. That marked the first time the species was discovered in the lake and raised concerns about the illegal introduction of yet another non-native fish in Montana's waters.
It's a serious issue, and illegal introductions can really harm fisheries. They can hurt recreational opportunities for fishermen and women. They can collapse ecosystems, alter food webs. You know, in this instance, walleye are really highly predaceous, and that can hurt the native bull trout population as well as the kokanee salmon fishery.
Approximately 600 confirmed illegal introductions have occurred in more than 250 water bodies across Montana, and half of these have occurred in Montana's portion of the Columbia River Basin. Tabish says this is one of the first instances where FWP biologists have used otolith research as an investigative tool to look at these illegal fish introductions. Though FWP is a step closer, the perpetrators who released the walleye into Swan Lake have yet to be caught. The state of Montana offers rewards of more than $15,000 for information about illegal fish introductions. Montana Trout Unlimited has pledged a reward of $20,000 for a tip that results in the conviction of the individual or individuals responsible for illegally introducing the walleye into Swan Lake. Anyone with possible information on who introduced walleye into Swan Lake is encouraged to call 1-800-TIPMONT. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.